It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
McFarland, McFarland Energy, thanks so much for sponsoring the Bradfoe Show as we head into the final game of the 2022 season. As we tape this, just a sit-down with J.D. Martinez. Ironically, it was a sit-down with J.D. Martinez while he was cleaning out his locker. Literally killing two birds with one stone. Actually making a final appearance on the Bradfoe Show in 2022. And maybe as a member of the Red Sox, and cleaning out his locker. That's when people clean out their lockers. We are there to talk to them. It's a good conversation, as always, with JD. Listen, I mean, it's been a long time, right? 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22. You get to the end of this contract, 5 years. Everyone's talking about a lot of guys leaving. Well, this is one of the most important guys, one of the guys who made one of the biggest impacts, as we talked about in this conversation. So felt was it important to sort of to chop it up with JD one last time before potentially he leaves. Who knows what's going to happen, but I think it's a worthwhile conversation, an important conversation, and as always, an entertaining conversation. All right, subscribe, listen, review, rate, good one, and listen. Listen, of course. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And, of course, the last game, game 162, we have Xander Bogaerts, because that's what we do. All right, J.D. Martinez, here you go.
So with as we sit here this one day to go, I know that we talked a couple weeks ago, but does it feel any different at all?
No.
Day by day?
Yeah. Same old.
You're hitting well.
Yeah. Feel better. I feel like I've addressed something, and I'm kind of excited for the off season, honestly, just because I know that I never felt more confident about what I have to fix, you know.
Same thing. Swing.
Yeah, like I'm very confident about, like, oh shit, I see it now, like this is what I gotta fix. You know, this is what broke in my swing, this is what I have to spend a couple months on repatterning.
So when we talked before, that was about the nervous system stuff. Is that what you're talking about, the preparation, or is it like a mechanical thing in here?
No, I think it's a mechanical thing. I think the preparation stuff is going to help me a lot more. Mm-hmm. Just because it's going to help me, you know, with my body and like bouncing back and, you know, like turning it on. That's another thing, but this is an actual like mechanical adjustment that I need to address in my swing.
When did that happen? And how did it happen?
2018? Or 19, oh. I mean, 19?
What? The mechanical thing?
Yeah, that's when it kind of crept in.
Oh, it did? Oh, wow, look at you.
Yeah, I did a full deep dive.
So when...
Criminal investigation, CSI.
We do like a true crime. How did that come about?
What do you mean?
No, how did you find it?
Just like diving in and like looking in and be like, all right, when did this start? And just going back. I mean, that's why the luxury of having so many videos, you know, it's just being able to like go back and do these things and address these things, you know, of like, okay, where did it go bad? Oh shit, here, look at this. Nope, you're still doing it here. You're still doing it here. You're still doing it there.
It wasn't something you were doing like all the time, just once in a while, and that you started doing
slowly became like a habit.
And yeah.
I guess I thought it was okay, and it really wasn't, you know? I thought I could get away with it. I mean, it shows you learn about your swing every day.
What was there a eureka, aha sort of moment when you said, it must have been a good feeling? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely
Were you like in a Starbucks or?
No. It was like, honestly, like just, I mean, I saw it before we were working on it, and then I really started seeing the difference when we're flying back from Toronto, and I was like, wait a minute, dude, this is it, bro. This is like,
wait, just now?
Yeah, pretty much, like as of late. Like, it was something we were working on, but I didn't really believe in it. Like, we kind of, it's a long story. Okay. I don't know.
I like long stories. Come on, let's go. I may never see you again.
We tried to do it in Cincinnati, and it worked. I was like, oh shit, there's something to this, you know? Yeah. Like, then I hit the home run, and I hit the other one, and then I tried to fix something else because I saw something, and then I lost this. And I didn't realize that I lost this certain move I was making. And then I was like, okay, let me try to make this move again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started doing it, and then I started hitting again. And then I'm like, okay, let me fix something else. I want to fix this because this is kind of like whatever. Started doing that, and then it's started stopped hitting, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. Let me do this again. And then I do it, and then I was like, oh shit, well, there's obviously something to this. And then the more I dove into it, I was like, oh crap, that's what it is. Look at this. And then that's kind of how it went.
But that's a major, I mean, it's not like, doesn't sound like a small adjustment if you're that, if you're pinpointing this as the biggest thing that's gonna, you know, paint your future.
No, it's not a like a little,
it's a big thing.
Yeah, but it's big, but it's really not. It's just a patterning thing, you know?
Right.
It's like, bro, you gotta pattern the moves the right way. And then once you can do that, and you don't have to think about doing it, I feel like that's when you're really gonna start seeing the...
So what is it?
It's my hand load, my transition in my hand load.
Can you
hard to explain.
No, I liked it. Come on, we can't talk it, let's go. And so when you...
It's like, I had to show you on video and all this shit.
Okay.
It's hard to explain, but pretty much just the way that my hands were lifting with my hands above my elbow.
Yep.
So we'd create a dump move, so I would be late on balls.
Okay.
Versus lifting with my elbow. You know, and it's more complicated.
So you want
than that.
So you want to lift, here you go, because I like science. You want to lift your hand with your elbow leading.
Yeah.
And you weren't. You were lifting with your hand was going first and your elbow.
Yes.
See, I wasn't that complicated.
Well, I mean, in theory, yeah. There's a lot more to that.
Yeah.
Because then you answer, anybody could see it, but then you have to go to, okay, well, why? And then now you have to fucking dive deep, and that's a whole other answer. So.
What was the cause and effect of this? Like, so is this like not lifting the ball? Is it the not?
It's just everything.
Really?
It's my path. It's JD. You know, it's who JD is. It's
right.
Like, what makes me so good is my ability to, like, hit the ball consistently on the barrel with the right flight, you know? And I'm able to do that because my path is broke.
See, that makes sense. I like science. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen here in the next, whatever, couple months. But, you know, in your perfect world, you would like to come back?
Yeah. Not up to me, though.
Let me guess. It's a hard question.
You guys love that one, huh?
I mean, I do.
Try to give you the spill of beans.
Did they ever offer you talk at all? No. Not necessarily. No talks at all. This nothing. Do you feel like heading in, like with the success of the end of the year, the last month, that you feel good about where you're heading, like in terms of wherever it might be?
Yeah. I'm excited about it, honestly.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I really am. I'm just excited because I'm going to train differently. I'm excited because I'm not just going into the off season to hit. I'm going to the off season to fix this. You know? And that's what I'm looking forward to.
And you've gone through the free agent thing before, so you know how to balance training and not worrying about it. I mean, that was the ultimate test where you had to wait till February, late February, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So you're pretty good at that.
Yeah, I don't.
Is that a Scott question?
Yeah, I really don't face, you know, look at it either way. I just feel like whoever believes in me, I mean, Red Sox believed in me when no one else did, right? Mm-hmm. I think it paid out pretty good for him. Detroit believed in me. Mm-hmm. I think it paid out good for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Arizona believed in me. It paid out good for them. You know, so it's the way I feel. I've always rewarded the teams that believed in me. So,
are you
see who's next?
Are you proud of the mark that you left here?
Yeah.
I would be.
Yeah.
I mean, across the board. That's what I'm talking about. Here I am. I'm building you up right now, right? But I mean, this is, you left a not only World Series, obviously, but a mark here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can look back no matter what happens. Is that, you know? And I actually had people on Twitter said, well, what do you want to ask JD? And they were just like, just thank him. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I'm the messenger. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate it. I know it's, you know, obviously I wish I could have been, you can always be better, obviously. But I appreciate it.
Can you look back now and just appreciate the 5 years?
I can hold my head up high here. You know, honestly, like, I had a great time, you know. Boston was a great place. It was a very special place to me. It always will be. So I spent more time in this organization than I have anywhere else. It's been fun. It's been, like, if I'm back, awesome. You know, it's a Heim question. Not a JD question, but...
Man, all these Heim questions and Scott questions.
No, dude. You haven't talked to Heim about it?
You don't think I've talked to Heim? We already started the Make It Happen Foundation for Xander, so you, now some of the funds are going to you.
Yeah, right.
The Make It Happen Foundation.
That's funny.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No, of course.
Any other message for everybody?
No. Thank you for the love over the years.
35?
I appreciate it.